Just talk about the different ways you have to communicate on the defensive side of the
ball.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, there's a lot of adjustments, you know, with the front line as well. You know, we got to be in sync with the guys in the back in terms of coverages. You know, and you're always pushing things off or exchanging receivers when you're in coverage or, you know, whatever set they come out in. We got to have this gap taken care of or slide this way. So, you know, there's a lot that goes on. And, you know, it's the two inside backers. I mean, Jop and Prince do a great job, too.
Now, there is increased production defensively, gets more pressure on Cutler this week. How do you transfer that and carry it over against Flacco?
Yeah, we got to keep doing that. And, you know, I think that starts with everything just goes back to the run game. When you're able to stop the run and put yourself in good, you know, good second down, good third downs where they have to get these long routes, you give your front seven a chance to get to the quarterback.
Off the practice field, is there stuff you guys can do in the film room to give you an extra advantage going into this week's matchup?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, watching it with the front seven, you know, watching the run game as a group, you know, I think that's going to help.
Lastly, what were your thoughts on, obviously, Massah, his reps go up and he had some more production getting to the quarterback?
My opinion on
how he's been playing.
He's a good pass rusher, and he had a lot of success last week. So anytime you can get a guy like that in there to, you know, get pressure on the quarterback, it makes our job easier in coverage.